We're back to the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program my co-host, David Hollenbach of Hollenbach Leadership. David, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest today. And it's such a great topic to talk about dads and stuff and what our guest is doing.
Yeah. Thanks for having me again, Neil. Really appreciate it. And yes, I'm excited about this. This will be a great conversation.
It's a great comment. So our guest today is Tracy Poisner. She has a new event coming up, like to help fathers that are divorced. And Tracy, thanks for stopping by. Let's talk about it. How did you kind of build the focus to help divorced dads? What is your passion that got you involved in this?
Well, so I'm married to one. I'm married to a divorced dad. I was divorced myself. I'm a mother. I have a daughter. And my present husband is also divorced. And his divorce was much more, let's say, confrontational or contentious than mine, in that he had a lot of difficulty navigating how to, you know, be a dad to his kids after he didn't live with them anymore. And in his case, he was living 3 hours away from them. So there was a lot of driving back and forth, but there was a great, great deal of conflict and a lot of parental alienation happening. And I, you know, sort of stood beside him as he went through all of that. And it just happens that my career for the last 25 years has been in natural health. I'm a homeopathic practitioner. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot over the years about human psychology and childhood development and family dynamics that, you know, as part of my profession. And I used all of that in helping us to navigate what was going on, how to help him, how to help his kids, how to help the family as a whole. And I, at a certain point, I thought, what do people do who don't have the background that I have? Like, what do people do who don't know all of this stuff? And at a certain moment, I decided to reach out and start helping the stepmoms, like women who were in my position of being married to someone who was having his kids part of the time or potentially none of the time, having an ex-wife in the picture who was really, you know, interfering with the natural relationship that he was trying to have with his kids. I started out with the stepmoms, and after a couple of years of, you know, like a Facebook group, podcast, coaching, I started realizing that a lot of the problems that I was trying to help women with really belong to their husband, their partner, their boyfriend. And that he was the one who needed help sorting out, you know, how to do parenting, fatherhood, discipline, how to deal with his ex from a position of power, all of that stuff that was so interfering with her life, with the, you know, the new wife or the new girlfriend's life and with the relationship. They were things that he really needed to figure out. So I decided to branch out, and my stepmom business was called Essential Stepmom. And I made a branch of it called Undeletable Dad. For these guys. And as the time went on, I realized that I really had to focus on parental alienation. And I pushed that away for a long time because it, to be honest, it felt too heavy. I wasn't sure that I wanted to go there. But I don't know. I just decided that I had something to bring to that discussion and that I wanted to shine a light on that situation. I wanted to bring solutions to it because a lot of the parental alienation world is filled with, I want to say complaining without minimizing, like they have a lot to complain about, these people. But, and I know that there are mothers out there who are having this happen to them. There absolutely are. I don't feel particularly equipped to help the women in the same way, just because of what I understand about family dynamics and childhood development, the father's role. I just feel like I'm really tuned into it. I really get it. I respect it. And I feel like I'm on kind of a mission about ransoming fatherhood at this point, because I feel like fatherhood has been diminished so much in the last 40 or 50 years in general by society. And it's so critical to our future as human beings.
It totally is. So, and it's really a tough situation. David, what a question for you. And because again, you're a divorced dad is I am a soon-to-be divorced dad. Very, very soon. It'll be a couple of weeks, hopefully. And everyone's going to be checking that out and saying, well, when did this air? But go ahead, David, with your point of what you're learning for Tracy so far.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I'm curious about is what are some of the things that you're seeing, how it's impacting the children and just really the mental health of the fathers that you work with?
Well, it's devastating. It's devastating for everybody. And there's no positive to a situation where a child is being made to feel that half of them is not okay, because like every human being on earth is made of half mother and half father. And if you're going to feel whole as a person, you have to be okay with both those sides of yourself. You have to. And when there's a high conflict divorce where the parents really get polarized from each other, the child is not okay 100% of the time, because there's wherever you are, half of you is not okay. And that, like, there is no happy outcome to that. It's impossible to develop in a healthy way in that kind of environment. So my position is that even where this is happening, even where there's heavy alienation happening from one parent, and in my line of work, that one parent will be the mother by definition, even though, as I said, I totally understand that this happens in the other direction, but my focus is working with the dads. But even where this is happening, there is so much opportunity for the dad to find the right place for himself, the right energy, the right frequency, the right mindset, whatever you want to call it, to do his job, to raise his children. And, guys give up because they think that they need to be in a certain amount of contact, or they have to have 50-50, or it has to be all perfect, or their kids have to be giving them positive feedback in order for them to feel that they can continue contributing. They don't know how to cope when the kids are pushing back and saying, I don't like you, I don't want to see you, I don't want to talk to you. You know, they need help to tweak their mindset to where they can stand in their boots and do it anyway.
And the hardest part is when a divorce happens where the father leaves because of situations or circumstances, and there is anger, there is people that are hurt by it. And that process leads to frustration, but the kids are the ones that ultimately are getting hurt the most. So it's up to for the mom and the dad to understand that in the process, to understand, well, just because I want specific things, I should look at what's best for my children. And that's a situation. We all make mistakes when life happens. So how do you coach dads to build back a relationship with their children? Because that's the most important thing.
Yeah, well, there is definitely a process that I've identified. And a lot of it has to do with understanding that the kind of, before I talk about that, we have to look at what happens when you're talking about, like, people get hurt. And the kids are getting hurt most of all. Kids are not hurt by the physical reality of their parents living in two places. They're hurt by the rift in the parenting unit that represents all their security in the world, right? So where one of the parents is saying to a child, your other parent is not safe, or your other parent doesn't love you, or your other parent doesn't, they don't get you, they don't understand you, they don't see you, they're not paying attention to you. That's where the hurt comes, because kids trust their parents to tell them the truth. And this is a kind of gaslighting where that you are creating an alternative reality, and then sometimes even manufacturing proof that these things are true, right? So that's where the hurt comes in. And it's not possible to undo that kind of brainwashing with logic, because it's not happening on the level of logic. It's happening like deep in the emotional center of the brain. So my approach is to use let's say, behavior and things other than just talking, trying to talk it out, trying to tell them the truth, trying to make them understand, like, those things don't work. They just don't. But showing very specific things that reanimate their faith in you and their trust in you and reanimate their ability to receive love from you, those things work. So I look at, I mean, I have a whole huge range of ways that I encourage dads to sort of assert their credibility, to be reliable, to be, you know, to engage with routine and with ritual things, right? That create a kind of rhythm in the child's life. And rhythm is something very soothing and secure that kids can lock into. So being someone who always does what you say you're going to do. I mean, there's a difficult part of that that has to do with discipline, and we look at that. But there's also the positive part of creating opportunities where you can show that you do what you say you're going to do. And that literally can be something as simple as saying, after dinner, we're going to go for a bike ride. And then after dinner, you go for a bike ride. You know, you get used to announcing things that you're going to do so that when they happen, it becomes a little check mark in the kid's brain. Like, dad said this was going to happen, and then it happened. When you go to bed, you say, tomorrow we're going to X, Y, and Z. And then tomorrow those things happen. And little by little, you start to become somebody who's the embodiment of, like, yeah, that's what he said was going to happen. And it does happen. My dad tells me things that are true. My dad does what he says he's going to do. That's just a little, you know, a very surface level of that.
How do you coach your clients to deal with, you know, their ex-wife speaking negatively about the father to the children? How do you coach the father to overcome that?
I want to say there are things that you can do and there are things that you can't do. And like, one of the important things is to let go of the idea that it matters, because if she's going to do it, you can't stop her from doing it. You have to maybe ramp up. Like, it's good if you know what she's saying about you, because then you can choose the actions that are going to antidote that belief. You get to show that that's not who you are, right? But I mean, I have clients with kids in therapy where, you know, and everybody, like, every divorced dad who's being alienated is going to be nodding in agreement. Like, the therapist is saying, give me an example of why you don't like your dad. Tell me one thing that happened that you don't, and they never can say something, or else there's one, like, incredibly little thing that happened once, like my dad forgot my water bottle for school or something. And that is blown up into this kind of thing that they can, this is called the unforgivable event in the parental alienation world, right? It's a really common thing that one little thing is made out to be sort of the permanent stain on your character that can never be erased. And we just, you have to know that this is a feature of the landscape of being a divorced parent. And you can say things like, I'm sorry that your mom thinks that about me. Mm-hmm. I know that your mom is angry at you, but, like, you and I don't have to be angry at each other. We can still have a good time when we're here together. You can also use, I'm a huge proponent of using the co-parenting apps that exist. I'm talking like Family Wizard, Talking Parents, those apps which are like tailor-made for having these kind of conversations with your ex, because they are court-ready documents. They're not like phone calls where you say, you know, I told her when I went to pick up the kids that I don't like it, that she says things about me. And then she said, blah, blah, blah. Like,
Right.
That's hearsay, right? There's no court that wants to entertain that. But if you can have these conversations within this kind of recorded, you know, these apps, for anybody who doesn't know, you just go and look them up. But it's like a messaging service, but all the communications are time stamped and they can't be altered, and they are accepted, you know, as evidence in court. So for you to say, you know, listen, Johnny is repeating some things that you said about me, that I think it upsets him when you talk that way about me. And can I ask you to stop doing that in the future? Right.
Makes sense.
Then either she's going to say, you're right, I was out of control, thank you for reminding me, which is good for you. Or she's going to say, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about, you're just whatever. And she's going to demonstrate some other bit of her character. Or she's going to completely ignore you, which is also in your favor, because it's going to eventually show a pattern of her disregard for the development, you know, the healthy emotional development of a child who is being torn between two parents. So I think it's brilliant to be able to have these kind of difficult conversations inside the app.
That's huge. So you talked about Patronus. Tell us about that. I'm intrigued by that. Involving fathers, the events coming up.
Yeah. So Patronus College is my my little brainchild. I decided that I wanted to be able to teach what I, you know, to teach this kind of transformational parenting to alienated fathers in some kind of lighter format, and not to make light of the situation, but it's already so heavy that it needed some kind of levity. And so, like, this is the Harry Potter world, right? Of magic. And magic is really important here, because magic is a real thing. You know, magic is whatever is not logical.
Mm-hmm.
We have logic and we have magic, right? And what, like, nothing about this situation is logical. What's happening to you as an alienated father, it's not logical. You're not going to fix it with logic. You are not going to fix it by going to court. You can get full custody of your kids who come to your house and don't want to be there, and you're back at square one, right? You, as long as the kids have any kind of contact with their mother, she can continue complaining about you and gaslighting them and whatever, right? You cannot fix this problem with logic. So the world of magic, it, for me, is really, it's a really important piece to fixing this kind of problem. So I've divided up all the material that I have taught in all my other courses into four sections, which are charms, potions, transfiguration, and defense against the dark arts.
That's so cool.
And
that's
it just cool. works. It works perfectly. It just, everything lines up perfectly. And everyone who I've mentioned it to, they said, oh my God, I love that. I just love it. You know, everybody, I mean, at this point, everybody knows this mythology. They know the Harry Potter mythology. And I think it's really important for the dads to be immersed in a kind of mythological feeling that helps them connect with their real power.
That's fantastic.
Because in the boring world, it's just really easy to feel disempowered. You get ripped off by the court. You have a lawyer who doesn't understand you. We live in a world of, you know, this myth of toxic masculinity and political correctness and cancel culture. And there's so much pressure that it's really difficult to get back inside the myth of what it means to be a father and how powerful that is.
So where can people sign up and go? Or where can they go?
They can go to undeletabledad.com.
All right, fantastic.
And there is an Undeletable Dad podcast as well. So,
all right.
Yeah, by all means.
So what kind of guests do you have for the Undeletable Dad podcast?
Oh, I've had a lot of people on. I've had a whole range of divorced fathers. I've had a couple of lawyers speaking to, you know, specific things that divorced and alienated dads need to know. One of them is Ashish Joshi, who wrote a book called Litigating Parental Alienation, which is a fantastic book that everybody should have, actually, if you're if you're going through this. So there's a ton of resource. There's just a ton of resources for dads to help them, you know, get into a healthy mindset about what's happening and to be able to see what the steps are that they had, you know, that they need to take and not feel so trapped.
We appreciate it. Thanks again, Tracy.
Thank you. This was a pleasure.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.